The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has been ordered to complete a meaningful environmental impact study on the Dakota Access Pipeline. A federal judge in the D.C. District issued that order on Wednesday, March 25th, and will consider whether to shut the pipeline down until the study is done. A lawyer for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe says it's about time. Federal Judge James Boasberg says in his written opinion that too many questions remain unanswered when it comes to the safety of the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL. Boasberg says the Corps did not adequately address concerns raised by tribes experts that the pipeline suffered from serious flaws that could result in extensive environmental harm in the event of a spill. The judge notes that the Corps instead relied on reports drawn up by a third-party contractor working for DAPL and came to the conclusion that the pipeline's crossing under the Missouri River does not pose significant environmental risks. Jan Hasselman of Earth Justice represents the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
The order to require a full environmental impact statement is a huge victory for the tribe. It's what we've been asking for since the very beginning of the process. It will finally provide some transparency and some accountability about the risks and impacts of spills and what it would mean for the Standing Rock people and others.
Hasselman says the Corps has pointed to leak detection systems as ensuring safety, but those systems have been shown to fail 80% of the time. He says it makes sense to shut the pipeline down, at least for now.
In our view, it is totally inappropriate to continue operating a pipeline with known risks to the tribe while it's being studied.
The judge has instructed tribes and the Corps to submit briefs arguing the issue of pipeline closure. The Missouri River crossing was the focal point for protests that made international headlines and drew activists from all over the country. The EPA and Department of Interior also expressed concerns, and in 2016, the Corps prepared to do a full environmental impact study. But after Donald Trump became president, he ordered completion of DAPL without further delay. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.